Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KEI Industries Q2 FY26 conference call hosted by Nuvama Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Swapnali. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, we are glad to host the senior management of KEI Industries Limited to discuss Q2 FY26 earnings. We have with us Mr. Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Rajesh Gupta, Executive Director, Finance and CFO. We'll start the call with the opening remarks from the management and then move to Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, so good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, KEI Industries Limited. Thank you for attending this investor conference call of KEI Industries. I'll give a brief about, although you have the brief of our Q2 results, I'll give a brief. Net sales in Q2 FY25-26 is 2,726 crore. So growth achieved is 19.38%. However, wire and cable segment has grown in this quarter by 22% over previous year, same quarter. EBITDA this quarter is rupees 311.63 crore with a growth of 31.2%. EBITDA/net sales margin is 11.43% against 10.4% in the same period previous year. Profit after tax in this quarter is 203 crore against rupees 154.8 crore last year. Growth in the profit after tax is 31.47%. So the profit after tax/net sales margin is 7.46% against 6.78% previous year, same period. Domestic institutional cable sale, wire and cable, is 581 crore in second quarter against 615 crore last year. Domestic institutional cable sale, extra high voltage cable, is 128 crore against 73 crore previous year. So the growth in this segment is 76%. Export sales in this quarter is 472 crore, so we have achieved all-time high export sales of 472 crore against 241 crore last year with an overall export growth of 96%. Total cable institutional sale, B2B sale contribution, including export, is 42% as against 39% in the previous year. Sales through dealer network, which is B2C, was rupees 1,475 crore in the second quarter against previous year, same period, rupees 1,258 crore. Growth is approximately 17%. The B2C sale contribution was at par with 54% in second quarter as against 55% previous year. Sales of EPC division other than cable is 47 crore against previous year, 80 crore. Sales of stainless steel wire is 53 crore against 59 crore last year. Now, I will brief about the first half summary, 6 months. The net sales is 5,316 crore. So the growth in net sales is 22.25 crore. EBITDA is 609 crore. Growth is 29.65%. EBITDA/net sales margin is 11.46% against 10.81% in the previous year, same period. Profit after tax is 399.26 crore against 305 crore. Growth in the PAT is 30.88%. The profit after tax/net sales margin is 7.51% versus 7.01%. domestic institutional cable sale is 1,289.92 crore in this first half, with a growth of 9%. And the growth in extra high voltage sale is 61%. We have achieved 244 crore against 152 crore last year. Export sale in first half is 846 crore against 474 crore last year. The growth in exports is 79%. Sales through dealer network is 2,800 crore. The growth in B2C sale is 20%. The total active working dealer for the company as on 30th September is 2,100. I will, the present order booking is 3,824 crore as on 30th September 2025. There is a strong demand for the wires and cables. We are witnessing very strong growth in our exports, and domestic market is equally strong, but we have shifted some of our domestic capacity to the exports, resulting into little lower domestic growth. As soon as our new capacities, our new first phase of Sanand is operational by November 25, more than 50% of the capacity will come on board from December, and which will add significant growth from fourth quarter onwards from Sanand to our existing operations. I don't see any slowdown in growth, demand growth in domestic market, because the growth is driven by energy sector, especially solar and wind projects, transmission and distribution, data centers, and construction activity, which includes commercial and residential real estate and infrastructure projects. So this is a brief from my side. I'll be ready to give any answers to whatever your queries you have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
More than 50% capacity will come on board in first phase.
The first question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on the cable side. Can you break the number 22.5% in volume and pricing, please?
The volume increase is in wire and cable segment is 15%, and rest is due to price increase.
And sir, have we been able to pass this pricing benefit, or will it show in the third quarter?
Yes, absolutely. I've been saying that all the retail segment pricing is revised every 15 days. And more than 54% sale is through B2C network, and the B2B sale, whatever orders are there, we always keep inventory of copper and aluminium vis-a-vis our orders book, either in booking or in the factories. lot of orders from B2B segment have price variation clause available with us. So we don't get any, you can see from our margins, EBITDA margins over last 15 years, commodity price goes ups and down, but our margins are not, impacted because of the increase or decrease in the prices.
Understood. And one more question. There was a notice in the exchange from the monitoring agency saying that there has been some fallback in terms of capex, and therefore there is a delay. Can you help us understand how much delay in terms of phase one and phase two? And would that mean that in quarter three and four, we will be restricted at around 20% top-line growth?
The first phase delay is close to 4 months. It is mainly because of the challenges faced during increased tenure of rains in Gujarat, and also, challenges from the contractor side because of the labor shortages. But now the first phase is which contributes more than 50% of the to the capacity of the total plant will be operational definitely by in November. It is now, we have already started the trial runs, and the by November commercial production will come out. And so far as phase two is concerned, which consists of mainly extra high voltage cables and medium voltage cables, that is delayed by approximately 9 months. It is mainly because of the complexities faced in construction of vertical tower of 158 meter, that is around 550 feet tower on which machines will be erected. This extraordinary construction activity was complex, and truly speaking, no architect or consultants or contractors had much experience in building, making this type of construction. But now the designs are set. They have already reached to approximately 32 meter of the tower height, and now it is going smoothly. So there won't be further delay. What we have said projected in our commentary.
Understood, sir. So at least average of 4 months delay means at least the second half, which is usually stronger, will probably lag in terms of growth. So can you just help us understand what the growth can we expect? Are we in line to meet our annual guidance, or could there be some fallback in terms of top line growth?
We had guided 17 to 18% growth for FY25-26, and I assure you that our growth will be more than that, and we will definitely cross 20% growth over and above last year.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Goswami from SUD Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, with the process of now delay in Sanand plant, where our EHV and MHV and as well as LT cables, where do we see the mix in the next 2 years? And sir, beyond that, what sort of demand are you sustaining? What your probable growth, or what are you seeing in the demand sustaining?
Sir, this business will continue to grow for next several years because of the infrastructure demand and in growth in the energy sector. Energy, that's growth in the solar, wind, and energy consumption sectors will continue to drive the demand of our products. You can see from the data that how much new capacities are planned in solar, wind, even thermal power generation, battery energy storage projects which are linked with solar projects, and also the projects which will use this energy. So this energy has to be carried by cables only to to the consumption projects, consumption centers, whether it is industrial or residential or infrastructure. So the data centers will be a good growth drivers for the cable industry. So we hope that with the increased economic activity in the country, in India as well as in the world, the demand for wire and cable, electrical wire and cable, will grow substantially.
And sir, capacity mix after the Sanand plant, and what sort of revenue are we from the Sanand plant, what sort of revenue are we expecting FY26 and 27 given the delay?
See, once full project is completed, we have estimated a revenue of around 6,000 crore from the full project. With the commissioning of first phase of first phase in Sanand in November 25, around 50% of the capacity will come on board, which means around 3,000 crore new capacity will come on board, which will be gradually convert into revenues from the fourth quarter onwards and in the next financial year, because the capacity ramp up and the stabilization of production will be gradual.
But the overall growth guidance which we have given earlier, that will remain the same in the current year as well as for the further year also. So future year guidance was 20% to grow, so we will be maintaining that guidance.
Okay, sir. And sir, your capacity mix lastly after the Sanand plant?
Capacity, because out of 6,000 crore, which NLG has just spoken, it's close to 1,200 crore belongs to extra high voltage, and 4,800 crore will be for low voltage and medium voltage power cable over there.
Okay, thank you. I'll join that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Saumil Mehta from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta? Due to no response, we will move ahead with our next participant. Now, I would like to invite Mr. Praveen Saha from PL Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is related to the export, because in this quarter the export has been very good, and even in your media interaction indicated around 18 to 19% of our export contribution, to be in the future. So, what we are going to?
Hello, Praveen, your voice is not there.
Your voice is cut.
Hello.
I think we are not able to hear.
But he was asking about export.
His question was regarding export. So I didn't hear the full question. So I don't know what was the question. Can you repeat the question, please?
Mr. Mehta?
No, Mr. Praveen.
Mr. Praveen.
Praveen Sahib from PL.
Mr. Praveen Sahib from PL, Prabhudas Leelagar.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I believe he has left the chat. So moving ahead. Now I invite Mr. Jay Chauhan from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
So, sir, I was just trying to understand the value chain of the EHV and the prospects of the EHV for the current business. So I just wanted to understand what is the current order book that we have for EHV?
Just a moment.
636 crore is the current order book for the extra high voltage power cable as of now.
And sir, what is the current capacity that we have for EHV?
Current capacity is close to 650 crore rupees.
Okay. And sir, can this ESV cables can be made in the same plant that we have, or do we need any specialized thing that we are trying to make in Sanand?
So Sanand, we are making the extra high voltage power cable through the vertical tower. Here we are making it through the catenary machines.
And also the Sanand plant is for extra high voltage cable will be highly export oriented. We have taken care of all the technical aspects of the cables which are required in the different export markets. Also, it will take care of the all the required technical requirements of the Indian domestic market as well, of the Indian customers up to 500 kV voltage rate.
Understood. So are there any specific certifications or PE qualifications with large global utilities that you are, currently underway to ensure swift ramp up once the facility is operational in FY27?
Sir, we already have a lot of pre-qualification and certification from many international countries for our existing extra high voltage facility at Chopanki. And for Sanand, the process of certification has been initiated, and it will be, and the same certification what we have and experience what we have for the existing plant will be relevant for our new plant as well.
Understood, sir. Got it. And sir, my second question is, like you mentioned in the past calls as well, that you have, historically managed compression well and the good growing market, so there is ample space for it. Since several large and well capitalized industrial groups are making significant investments, is there any change in your strategic thinking around pricing and dealer relationships over medium term?
No, sir. There is no strategic change in the mind. We are already enhancing our reach towards the dealer distributor network. We are enhancing the reach towards the export market. So that's how we are opened. In the past, we have opened the USA and European countries. That's how these kind of export results are there in the books. Because we are creating a new big capacity, so we need to have extra market from the retail, from export, from institution. So that's how these are the process to go and to increase our sales future for future also. So that's why the 20% growth rate we have projected for next 3 to 5 years. So these are the processes and going to the newer market so that we will not dip from the growth perspective.
Sure, sir. Understood. Thank you. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
The purpose of the diversification of markets is that even if there is a slowdown in any particular market, our company's growth is not slowed down.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Gattani from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. In your opening remark, you mentioned about data centers adding to demand. So just wanted to understand how much revenue currently coming from data centers and what types of cables are you supplying here in data centers?
See, I don't have at the moment exact figures about data centers, but this is, I can say it is substantial. And in data centers, mainly it is a combination of cables, right from extra high voltage cables which are required to feed incoming power to a big data center, and then the medium voltage cable for mediocre level data centers. And inside the data centers, they are mostly copper cables, which are mostly copper flexibles and copper power cables, and as well as copper control cables. I'm not a data center expert that we can explain the combination of it, but all kind of cables what we manufacture goes into a data center.
But generally, the cost of projects of data center require around 8 to 9% of the wire and cable cost.
Got it, sir. And all the this whole 8 to 9% SKUs are available with KI.
Yes.
Oh yes.
And second, last question, sir, on the export business. How much revenue is coming from newer geographies which you have added, and what will be the broader product mix for exports? Like, is it EHV and HT heavy, or it's across all the products?
It is mainly in export market we are supplying cables, which is EHV, medium voltage HT cables, and also low voltage cables. And also, bigger chunk is for control and instrumentation cables, which is used in oil and gas sector, fertilizer plants, and process plants, chemical plants. So that is our big chunk segment of export.
So from the newer geography, almost 25% of the total exports came in this year.
Got it.
Thank you. US and
Mexico. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Patni from GS. Please go ahead.
So thank you for taking my question. So my first question is, as I look at the total active dealer, typically you see about 30-40 increase quarter on quarter. This time you have 250 dealers that have increased between Q1 and Q2. Any special drive that we are doing to sort of, you know, grab dealers before there's more competition coming in? Or maybe I'm reading too much into it, because I see the number at 2343, which is actually 250 dealers more than what you had last quarter. That's question number one, sir.
Even in the March also, there was 2,082 dealer distributor. As of now, we are having only 2,100 dealer distributor.
No, sir. 2343 is what I see active working dealers. That's why the question.
2,100.
Oh. Okay. Maybe there's something wrong in my understanding. I saw 2343. So my second question is, FY26 very clear. There's a quarter delay. Guidance remains unchanged. You've done well in the first half. But when I look at FY27, where there's going to be bunching up of a lot of this new capacity that gets added, I don't see why your growth should not have been better than just the 20%. So any sort of incremental color that you would want to throw on that? Also, sir, I just checked the presentation. Actually, it says 2343. So maybe there's a mistake in the presentation.
Oh.
Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, that is 2343 is the value, not number of dealers.
No, the total active working dealer of the company as on 39-2025 was 2343 numbers. That's why.
I will correct it. Because that is the value. That is the value. 2343 crore is the revenue, and 2100 is the dealer.
Okay. And sir, on the FY27 growth.
And your question was about the growth. Higher growth in FY26-27.
Yes, sir.
Once this new capacity comes up, our aim will be to achieve higher growth. But at this moment, we are committed for a guidance of 20% growth in FY26-27. And as the plant starts, our aim will be to, adding production and markets may take little time. You can build a plant and capacities in one go, but the creating markets may take some time.
Sir, very fair point, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. Sorry about the last time. So my question is, sir, related to the export. As on the YOY side, if I look at 11% of a contribution reached to 17%, and also you highlighted the ST extra high voltage at control cables are the major product you export. All these, like 11 to 17, even the product is ST, EHV, your ST cable declined for a quarter. How to read that? And if I look at ST and EHV club together, that is also together, revenue is declined YOY. So how to read this numbers, if you can explain?
I think it is mainly because of a lot of uncleared finished goods and which could not be dispatched due to the reasons attributable to the customers. That's the only reason.
But basically, year-on-year comparison, basically last year we were not having sufficient sale in EHV, so that EHV capacity was utilized for HT power cable.
Right. Okay, sir. Second thing, if you can give some color on the domestic volume as well, because the cable you had said a 15% overall volume growth. How is the domestic?
So domestic market is also very strong along with the export, because export we have created last year new geography. So to maintain that geography, as Anil ji has said, he allocated the capacity towards export because that is a newer market for us. Since we are going ahead with a large capacity addition, so additional market need to be there. So that's how this capacity was sold to export market more than the domestic market. This doesn't mean that the domestic market is anyway weak. It is very strong market. We are having close to 2100 crore order book, a pending order book as of date from the domestic institutional market. Market is very strong.
Okay. And last questions are related to the housing wire and the winding wire, where the contribution reached to around 33-34%. So do we see this contribution in the coming years to increase further?
Sir, always as we communicate to you that difference between the geographies, like sometime export will be higher, sometime retail will be higher, sometime institution will be higher. Same case with the product wise. Sometime EHV is low or EHV is higher, sometime wire is low, wire is higher, sometime LTHT is low and higher. So these kind of interchange, intermix will always be there in future also. But overall growth target which we have given this year for 17-18%, we are already surpassing those targets. For the future years, we have guided already that next 3 to 5 years, we will be maintaining a 20% plus CAGR growth. Still, we will be maintaining a 20% CAGR growth.
Right.
On individual product-wise or individual market-wise, we can't comment.
Right, sir. Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Saumil Mehta from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Two quick questions from my side. When I look at this particular quarter, the domestic business growth seems to be very muted at about, 3-odd% growth. Now, even if I adjust, and adjusting for that, the price increase, the volume would have actually been flattish or even a decline. So is my understanding correct, and was this more consciously led given,
I will brief you. First of all, volume driven by the copper and aluminium. Sometimes aluminium order is more, sometimes copper order is more. As Anil said, that in export, majorly they are asking for the copper. So
sure.
In this quarter, copper increased by 18% and aluminium increased by 3%. Copper price is 3 times higher than the overall with the aluminium. So that's why yes. The production got increased in value terms by 22%. It will remain.
Okay.
So the combination mixing, which was aluminium was earlier 58% and copper cable was 42%. Now the copper has reached to 45% and aluminium has gone down to 55% overall product mix. So these kind of interchanging in the mix will always be there, as I said earlier, within the product, within the segment, and within the geographies also, like export and India.
Because we don't know which from where the order is coming and which customer is taking what. There will always be a variation in this.
So for us, important is how to utilize the capacity and maintain the load.
And there is no question of domestic market being mute. It is only we have allocated more capacity towards export because we had opportunities and it is important to create new geographies because of the upcoming new capacities we are getting in Sanand. So we have to create the markets overseas so that our capacities are utilized.
Absolutely clear. So in that case, Sarajuji, when you mentioned a 15% volume growth for the quarter, would it be possible to quantify a ballpark what would be for the domestic?
No, sir. We cannot quantify the domestic and domestic we are having the value terms, sale.
In overall volume growth in first 6 months is around 15%.
15%. Okay. And my second question is
because of the copper and aluminium mix change.
Perfect. And so going into 27, how should we look at margin? Now the idea of asking this is while our exports and EHV are growing, obviously that is, I believe, a slightly better margin compared to other products. Going into 27, the base will also become unfavorable and there seems to be some delay at Sanand as well. So, I mean, what kind of margin expansion one should build going into 26, 27?
The 26-27, the same kind of margin we will be having, the kind of margin we were having in 24-25 and 25-26. So the same margin will be there, but the growth will be more than 20%.
And around 50% of the capacity will be on board by November this year in Sanand.
Perfect. And last thing, any margin expansion, if at all, will be more in 28 once the entire capacity gets commissioned in Sanand. Would that be fair assumption, sir?
Definitely, there will be a margin expansion by 1 to 1.5%.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for subsequent quarters.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. HPDC opportunity is significant, but it required at least a 2-year pre-qualification process. I just want to understand what are the specific technical and certification milestones for the next 4 quarters we are planned, and which global projects or utilities we are targeting for initial HVDC cable supply upon successful certifications. So my first question.
Normally, these are the processes we are going through since last 20 years. In the company, we have grown various projects in the past. So the same way we will be doing this project also. So these are the regular ongoing process to add new customers, new approval, new geographies. So for us, these are not the new one. So these are the regular processes. So that's why we are continuously repeating that the growth rate of 20% which we have given you earlier, we will be maintaining.
Okay, sir. Sir, B2C contributes nearly 51% of sales and growing at 20%. And this institutional B2B channel is growing even faster, nearly more than 30%. And what kind of optimal medium-term to long-term mix between these two segments? And how does this align with higher margin potential from institutional and export segments?
Sir, normally, with respect to margin, in our case, only 0.5% margin is higher in the case of retail and in export market. So margin is not very different. Normally, with our kind of organization, we are happy to maintain a 50% sale through retail and 50% sale through institution, including the export market. But sometimes it will be little higher or little lower, but normally the 50-50 will be there.
Okay, sir. Sir, our Sanand facility is majorly focused on export side, but our current export side, if you look at on the US, nearly 150 to 160 crore kind of range we have exposure. Based on the current tariff uncertainty in tariffs, which are the specific geographic regions we are targeting, like Middle East, Australia, Africa, or Europe, and which are the regions are prioritized over next 12 to 18 months, and what are the concrete go-to-market plans for each region?
Sir, for us, the matter is how we are utilizing the capacity. Whether we are selling to domestic market or to we are selling to export market, that is the second thought. So our first priority is to grow 18% to 20% range. That's how we are focusing on all the markets, whether it's exports or retail or domestic institutions. From where we get the order first, we are utilizing our capacity there only, because margin is only 0.5% differential. So for that, we are not very fussy about that we will only export or we will do only the retail. So we are going ahead with all the markets, and from where we are getting the order first, we have to execute the first. So for us, more important is to utilize the capacity.
Okay, sir. So, and then lastly, EPC segment side, at quarter, in this quarter, we have seen significant degrowth. We are planning to completely exit this business or want to maintain minimal presence for strategic reasons?
Normally 2-3% is coming from EPC.
We will be able to, our aim is to maintain 400-500 crore sales in EPC segment. That is our goal on a yearly basis.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Three questions. Firstly, on margins, I mean, people always ask you that how will the margins behave going forward, and you've been very vocal about it, that margins will improve going forward once the mix improves and new plant comes up. Just wanted to understand, even though when we, you know, such quarters like just gone by, where we see more exports, more housing wire growth, lesser of Insti growth, HTLT contribution is lower, our margins are still hovering around 10%. Any comments on this? Like, despite mix change, margins don't really change.
Sir, as we already spoke to in the past also, because something or other thing is happening. So these kind of margins, 10 to 10.5% will remain there. And once the EHV and the full operational of the Sanand plant is there, then 1 to 1.5% margin, EBITDA margin will get improved mainly because of economy of scale.
Got it. Second was on housing wire. I think we are soon reaching like 1,000 crore run rate in sales per quarter. You know, our brand spends, when I see last year you incurred 50 crores, you know, it's incrementally, you know, building your brand on the wire side. Obviously, you've done a commendable job in terms of scaling up this business over the last 3 years. Any thoughts in terms of incremental branding and spends? How would you want to go about this?
So same type of branding expenses will be there. Almost 0.5% we are spending on the brand. So the same kind of spending in 0.5% value of the revenue will be there.
And IPL sponsorship and any other thought in terms of getting more
IPL
customer mindset?
IPL has been doing since last 9 years, and IPL will be continuing.
Okay. And lastly, just on the renewable consumption of electricity at your own manufacturing plants, I am not aware of what is the ratio right now. Just wanted some comments on how are you looking at the Sanand plant.
As of now, all the plants, we are having the rooftop energy through the solar. So that is there.
Just wanted to know, for the Sanand plant, is there something where we should see some savings on electricity? Because over there also, is there a higher proportion of renewable you are using?
So renewable will be only through the rooftop only, or unless and until we connect some through
we are working on a tie-up with some solar developer for a combination of wind solar and wind power over a period of next 15 to 20 years agreement. So I think that we will conclude it, those such agreements, in next 2 to 3 months.
Okay, sir.
So that will save us the power cost.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions. And Anilji, Rajivji, wish you a very happy Diwali.
Thank you, Rahul.
And the best.
Thanks for having the trust. We will be maintaining your trust always.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandesh Shetty from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, good afternoon.
Sir, can you give the order book breakup that you usually give? My first question is that.
I will. Sir, EPC order book is 484 crore rupees. Extra high voltage power cable is 636 crore rupees. Cable domestic institution order book is 2068 crore rupees. And export cable order is 636 crore rupees. Total order book is 3824 crore rupees.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And sir, one question. On the order book, sir, it has been fairly flat for some time now. So any thoughts on that? Will we see growth in coming quarters?
There are 54% of the business which is done through B2C. That
right.
Such orders are executed maximum within 15 days. So those orders are never added in the order book. Order book is only for institutional B2B sale and EPC.
Okay, understood. And sir, one last question. Sir, this quarter we have a very good exports. What would be the key end markets for the exports business? Like where this export cable go into?
Our exports are majorly going to Australia, Middle East, especially Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, etc. And all of the Middle East. Then we are exporting to Africa. We are exporting to, now we have some developed a few customers in Europe as well and US. US we did last year around 160 crore of exports, and we are sure that once this tariff matter is resolved, our export to US will recommence, restart.
Got it, sir. Thank you and wishing you a very happy Diwali. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, just one question. If you could just give us the data for the existing plant capacity utilization and for FY27, how much of the growth could come from the existing setup apart from the Sanand plant?
Sir, capacity utilization was 78% in cable division and 65% in housewire division and 85% in SSWire division. And 46% in the communication cable.
So, sir, I mean, incrementally for next year's growth that you're talking about, the 20% growth that you're talking about, broadly 5 to 7% would incrementally come from the existing capacity. Is that understanding correct?
Yes. Because the wire, etc., is not there in Sanand. Wire is only in the Silvassa plants.
Okay. And so just clarification. So this order book that you spelled out, what's the execution timeline for that?
Normally, cable orders we execute maximum within 4 months. And EPC orders are, there's a timeline now, normally 18 months.
Okay, and this order book, incrementally will start building up as the Sanand plant comes on screen, right? Is that understood?
Yes. It will be mostly B2B, wire and cable orders of B2B institutional sale and also the EHV orders.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sheth from BNK 361. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my questions were related to margin. They have been answered. Thank you so much. I'm wishing the CA team very happy day.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Purohit from Fident Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Nikhil.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, with phase one of the Sanand facility coming on stream and around 1,000 crores of the capex being deployed this year, which will, of course, significantly expand the gross block. How should we think about the step up in fixed costs? So such as like overhead, maintenance, other expenses, like over the next year or so, how might that trend look like?
So next year we are utilizing the capacity, so all the expenditure and overhead will be recovered from there. So next year we are planning to take the top line of more than 2,000 to 2,500 crores from this Sanand.
How would the these other expenses and employees, like how the employee
it will be the same because we are already existing manufacturers of the wire and cable, and we will be adding the manpower depending on the utilization so that we will not incur extra overhead.
Okay. And for the full year, what ratio do we see for exports to domestic as a percentage of like total sales in this year and next year?
So normally this year, close to 13-14%, we are trying to reach our export.
No, more than that, around. We will be aiming close to 18% of our sales through exports in the next financial year.
For FY27, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And can you give me the volume growth individually in wires and individually in cables for this quarter? I mean, I think wires was...
We have the mixed plants now. So individually, the product-wise volume cannot be given because we have the metal consumption actually. On that basis, we are giving you the data.
The copper and aluminium that you talked about earlier.
Yes. So because within the same plant, we are manufacturing wire and the cable both, na, in our Silvassa.
Okay. Got it. And the cable to wire breakup in the B2C, is that possible to give the breakup or cables to wires, B2C segment, the distribution
segment? B2C segment, almost 55% is the wire and 45% is the cable. But sometimes it's reverse also.
Okay, so this time it is 55-45.
Almost it is in the range of 50-50, but sometimes 5% either wire higher or sometimes a 5% cable higher.
Okay, got it. Those are my questions. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vijayant from Bharti AXA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So we have seen some moderation in domestic volume growth, right? Is it just capacity constraints? Once you expand capacity, that should pick up again, or is there something else here?
So it's only a capacity constraint. That's why we are growing 18-20%. Now, 18-20%, whether we can grow from domestic or we can grow from export or we can grow from retail. So it does not matter to us, na? Ultimately, we have to grow. Which market is not matter. It is not the case that the demand is weak. Demand is very strong in the current market because the other companies are also working in the same market, na? So everyone is growing.
Sure, sir. And if you can just help me with the capacity utilization numbers, I may have missed that.
So capacity utilization is 78% in cable division and 65% in house wire and 85% in SSI division.
So sir, with these utilization levels, could domestic growth not have been higher? I mean you have some slack, right, in terms of capacity?
You see, capacity percentage calculate in terms of kilometers. When the higher volume like extra high voltage goes, then the capacity in terms of the kilometer will be low as compared when the more cable sales through the low voltage and medium voltage. So it is not the exact reflection of the sale. Because these calculation on the basis of the kilometer. But extra high voltage power cable rate will be 6 times higher than the low voltage or maybe more than that, 10 times higher. So that's why the value growth is important in the case of wire and cable industry.
Understood, sir. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Patni from GS. Please go ahead.
So just a follow-up. I'm not sure if I heard that right. Sir, 15% volume growth is for second quarter or is it for first half?
First half.
First half is 15%, and your first quarter, from what I have in my notes, it was 28 to 30%. That's right?
Yes.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Sometimes, Pulkitji, volume depends on aluminium and copper actually, na? So,
no.
So that's why
combination.
Clear. Clear, sir, clear.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So, thank dear colleagues, thank you very much for joining this conference call. I hope that we are able to answer your queries. Still you have any other queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you so much for trusting us.
Thanks, Abhil.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.